While numerous efforts to revitalize downtown Tucson have come and gone in the last 10 years, people from all walks of life have been gathering there to enjoy the classic movies presented by Cinema La Placita. The originator is Erica O'Dowd, who was inspired by the films she saw in Bryant Park in New York City to start Tucson's own outdoor film series. She applied for a grant from the city to get started, but Cinema La Placita now relies on donations and sponsorships to continue. Recently, they became allied with Tucson's Cultural Exchange Council, and Erica O'Dowd tells us what that means for Cinema La Placita's 10th season of films.
The Cultural Exchange Council, the CEC, is the organization most notable for putting on the Tucson Meet Yourself, which, of course, is one of the most long-standing, long-running festivals in Tucson and in downtown Tucson. I think it's such a natural partnership because the Cultural Exchange Council is about promoting cultural awareness. While Cinema La Placita, we show movies, and I hope we show good movies. Ultimately, the purpose of Cinema La Placita is to bring people together. And we use sort of movies almost as a lure, if you will. But really, I always envisioned it not, you know, sort of like anything highbrow or anything, you know, about cultural film or anything like that, but really just a reason, an excuse not to go home in the middle of the summer. In America, in Tucson, it just seems kind of like after you get off work, you go home, you make your dinner, you know, watch television usually, you fall asleep, and you do the whole thing over again. My goal with Cinema La Placita is to kind of have these opportunities for us to get together. So I think that that's one of the reasons that this is a great partnership with the Cultural Exchange Council. And plus, they're, you know, held in such high esteem, and they put on such a great cultural event for downtown that I'm really honored to be a part of it this year.
Can you tell us about some of the changes that you might have seen happening in downtown during the last 10 years?
Just because the big ticket things haven't worked out the way everyone wanted them to, that, you know, you can't just negate all of the hard work, the truly hard work, you know, the extracurricular, off the clock, unpaid hard work that individuals are putting into downtown to make it what they want it to be. There's development from on high where, you know, we're going to tear down a building and we're going to plunk a brand new building there. And we're going to tell you how you want to live because the same floor plan sells in some other town. Well, but meanwhile, we're already making downtown what we want it to be and living in it and enjoying it. And so I think that it's almost like the two, you know, aren't meeting.
Well, tell me what sorts of things that you'd like to see happening downtown.
Honestly, I've always kind of thought that events are an inexpensive way to bring folks from all over Tucson to downtown to see what is there and to, you know, introduce them, and maybe they'll stumble upon a restaurant that they didn't know about or become reacquainted. And I think that the strength of events in the various downtown places is that on Friday night you can have the chili cook-off, and on a Saturday you can have, you know, a Harley-Davidson rally, and on Sunday you can have the Tucson Meet Yourself, and you're going to attract people from all over town, from all different areas of interest, all different walks of life, to the same geographic location.
Well, tell people who have never been to Cinema La Placita what to expect from the experience. Is there anything they should bring?
Well, we do provide some white plastic chairs, but especially if you're going to get there after 7, I recommend bringing your own lightweight lawn chair or blanket. You're free to bring a picnic, although one of the restaurants from La Placita Village is open, Deb's Coding Cafe, so they've got hot dogs and sandwiches and drinks and stuff. Anyway, so you'll get there at 7 o'clock. You'll stroll in. The screen will be up, and there'll be some music playing while everybody's helping put out the chairs. And you'll help yourself to some free popcorn, but you'll make a $3 per person donation to help us keep the movie series going. You'll park yourself on a spot on the lawn or find some chairs. And around 7:30, we'll start the movie when it's dark enough. We'll stop a couple times for intermissions to get some more popcorn and make a donation. And you'll probably run into someone you know, or even have a conversation with a stranger. You never know. But that's another thing that I like about Cinema La Placita, is hearing the people who don't ordinarily know each other have a conversation.
Tell us about the next series of films starting at Cinema La Placita.
Okay, well, let's see. We do our schedule a month at a time, and that's to allow some flexibility for rainouts. And if somebody wants to sponsor a movie, you get to choose the movie with some help from me. So if someone comes up to me on May 14th and says, I want to sponsor a movie in June, I say, great, because we have a schedule open. So let's see, we've got May 7th. On Thursday, May 7th, we've got Adam's Rib. May 14th, Cool Hand Luke. May 21st, Topper, and May 28th, We're No Angels, which is a rare Humphrey Bogart comedy.
Are you going to be providing eggs on the Cool Hand Luke night?
Just give out hard-boiled eggs? No. I wasn't thinking of it.
We have links for more information about Cinema La Placita, including their upcoming schedule. It's on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org.